Here's the commentary for the extra credit assignment for Chapter 6. Wait a minute, we're still in Chapter 1. Well, the reason we're giving you this extra credit assignment now is because the season is almost over, and you basically have just a few games to watch, probably the Super Bowl to watch. And what I want you to do, folks, is see how much football you're actually getting for your investment. Let's read together. How much time do you spend watching the average football game? Well, the average football game lasts at least 3 hours, sometimes more, right? Well, how long does a typical football game really last? And some of you will say it's an hour. No, it's not 1 hour. Yes, there are 60 minutes on the clock, but most of that time is not spent on action. Most of that time in the football game is spent in the huddle, right? Your bonus assignment is to use a stopwatch to time the actual amount of action during a typical football game. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to start the stopwatch whenever the ball is snapped or there's a kickoff. In other words, the action starts. Then you want to pause the timing when the ball carrier is tackled, there's an incomplete pass, the runner's forced out of bounds, etc. In other words, the play stops. Before the game, guess how long you believe the amount of time will be. And then if you want to, you can turn it into a little game with all your friends sitting around the television eating potato chips and drinking beer and watching commercials. Ask your friends and family members how long they believe the action of a typical football game lasts, and enlist them in your activity and see who is the closest to the actual time. Okay? And so you get an extra 2 points. And I hope you'll learn something about football and its time investment that people across the country, around the world, spend. Okay, have fun, and it's optional. You don't have to do it. See ya!